Now that the USDA is back to work in full force, they're up to making some announcements. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Now that the USDA is back to work in full force, they are making some major announcements. Today, they announced the second stage of crop disaster assistance for farmers.
Today, the Trump administration is delivering much-needed relief to farmers who suffered losses from the natural disasters of 2023-24 through our announcing Stage 2 of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, as well as our Milk Loss Program and On-Farm Stored Commodity Loss Program.
The USDA's Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, Stephen Vaden, with the announcement.
From day one, President Trump has put farmers first, and this announcement continues that progress. Our first major action underscores our commitment to the nation's farmers as we work to fully implement the relief passed by Congress through our announcement here today of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program Stage 2.
And as the USDA officials pointed out, the two phases that the USDA has now announced are just a little bit different.
The purpose of Stage 2 is to cover so-called shallow losses, which include non-indemnified losses, uncovered losses, and quality losses. Between the two stages of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, USDA will deliver in total more than $16 billion in congressionally approved assistance to America's farmers, provided much needed cash flow as we head into calendar year 2026 and the new crop cycle.
So in total, this means
this $16 billion from both stages of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program is in addition to the $9.3 billion we have already distributed through the separate Emergency Commodity Assistance Program.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.